Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Every innocent human life is sacred, and every step must be taken to protect human life, whether that be Palestinian or Israeli or anyone else.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells ABC the U.S. is prepared to support a humanitarian pause between Israel and Hamas. And Sullivan said more of the hostages held captive in Gaza should be set free. This comes as Israel expands its ground assault. New Speaker for the House Mike Johnson tells Fox a standalone Israeli aid bill without help for Ukraine will reach the chamber's floor later this week.
We cannot allow the brutality and the just unspeakable evil that is happening against Israel right now to continue. We're going to stand with our friends.
Robert Card, the man accused of killing 18 people at a Maine bowling alley, was found dead Saturday. Governor Janet Mills said the state is both relieved and grieving.
And I ask that all Maine people continue to keep those families and all of the people impacted by this tragedy in their thoughts and prayers.
Gun safety advocates there are calling for tougher background checks and a complete ban on assault weapons. Anna Keller with the Maine League of Women Voters calls those common sense, even if politically difficult.
It's going to take that kind of courage from our political leaders, but I think it's what their constituents are really looking for from them in a moment like this, is to do that soul searching and take a stand when they need to.
And the mass shootings haven't stopped. One in Tampa, Florida, brought 2 deaths and 18 hospitalizations. Separately, at least 15 people were injured by a gunman in Chicago. Long Island Congressman Anthony Desposito is pushing for the expulsion of fellow New York Republican George Santos. Santos now faces 23 criminal charges, including wire fraud, conspiracy, and making false statements. Desposito says he has to go.
As a result of these actions, George Santos is not fit to serve his constituents as a United States representative.
Representative Dean Phillips is announcing a long-shot primary challenge to President Joe Biden. The Minnesota Democrat says he worries Biden's age and unpopularity is weakening the party's leader and the nation's commander-in-chief.
I am running for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States because, my friends, it is time for a change.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence is suspending his campaign. Speaking to the Republican Jewish Coalition Conference, Pence says this is not his time and has no regrets.
I will never leave the fight for conservative values, and I will never stop fighting to elect principled Republican leaders to every office in the land.
Pence has yet to endorse anyone. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you?